Today is June 18th, 2013. It's about 7:09 p.m. This is going to be an interview with Sergeant Emo at the County Line Plaza. Reference to the officer involved shooting on 6/15/2013. Hey, I really appreciate you making me here. The detective you talked to. This is my badge, just so you know. I'm not some joker trying to get information from you. Ken, I really appreciate you giving us a call. The more witnesses we can get, the better off we are. So,
Right. Basically,
you indicated in the phone call that you witnessed the incident on the 15th.
Yes.
If you could kind of just in your own words, kind of tell me what you saw and where you were, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, actually, I was just before the entrance right here.
Uh-huh.
I was coming to my patrol hit, which is that building right there.
And you're the one across the street?
Yeah, one of Pacific right here.
Okay.
And I had the windows down. I was driving. I heard some noise. I was looking where I wanted to do my next patrol hit.
Uh-huh.
And I heard a noise. I looked up, and I saw a Honda Civic on the southeast corner over there.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 seconds later, the sheriff vehicle came into the intersection, stopped somewhere near the middle, got out of this vehicle, pulled out his firearm, and the Civic started moving. And from my perspective, he tried to make the U-turn, and he came towards the officer, fired maybe 5 or 6 shots.
Okay.
What I heard, and then Civic tried to flee and ended up actually coming up onto the curb, and just as he was getting up onto the curb and into the wall, second sheriff people came and pinned him up against the wall.
Okay. That's actually, it sounds like you truly were an eyewitness to this. So let's walk over to the street and so we can. What I'm going to have you do is, before I get that, let me get my camera, because I'm going to actually have you kind of stand on the sidewalk where your car was.
Okay.
Just so I can get a distance perspective.
Definitely. I did write a report to my company.
Oh, you did?
Yes. So if you weren't going to send me the email to my boss.
Okay. Is he the gentleman I talked to the other day?
I guess he's pregnant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get the email address. Actually, you know what, I'm going to, before I get too far ahead of myself. Here's my card, just keep that just in case. If you have any questions or you remember something later, I didn't want to lose that. Had you just started your shift? Where were you coming from?
I was coming from. We have an account right over here on Dillard Glen.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming from the back way, town gate here to Lake Duquesne.
Okay. Okay, and were you in your personal vehicle or a company car?
The company car.
Okay. And what kind of car is that?
I believe that is a Toyota Corolla.
Okay. There's a little cheat you can take up here, and once we get up there, you can kind of...
I'll take you exactly where we were.
Yeah, did you stop, or did you...
Yeah, I stopped.
Okay.
Okay, after the sheriff has pinned him up against the wall, I did hear the officer say, I'll get out of the car. And I also heard them, you know, back away, you know, get back, give them some room.
Okay. So you were back about here when you saw it all happen?
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick photo from behind you. You can just stay right there. Just give me a reference where you were. Okay, so this lane that's closest to us, we call that the number two lane. Do you remember what lane you were in?
I was in this lane.
Okay, so the number two lane?
Yes.
Okay, so you're driving the car and you said the windows were down?
The windows were down.
Okay, did you have the radio on? And you're just heading to your next workstation.
I just had my work next, my next workstation, and I heard noises, and I was right about maybe 100 feet away back there, and I heard sirens, and I stopped. Actually, I pulled over all the way to the curb.
Okay. So you heard sirens?
Yes.
You pulled to the curb, and why was that? Why'd you pull the curb?
Anytime I hear sirens, I'll automatically pull to the curb.
Okay. But you're still facing down this way?
I'm still facing down this way, yeah.
Okay. Were there any vehicles in front of you?
There was one SUV that was sticking out maybe just before the line here for the bike lane.
Okay.
But it stayed right there the whole time.
Okay. So, kind of tell me what you saw as you're looking down towards the intersection.
Towards the intersection, so... her signs, pulled over, looked up, and the far corner on the left there, I saw the Honda Civic, and then I saw the sheriff vehicle pull up and stop almost center of the intersection, but diagonally, and got out of his vehicle and pulled his firearm. I can't recall if he did say anything or not. But the vehicle did start, the Civic started to move, and it looked like, from my perspective, it looked like he was trying to make a U-turn to go back up towards Westlake. And that's when an officer started opening fire about 5 or 6 shots. And to my account, when the Civic hit just before we started in between himself, the officer, and the public, the officer stopped shooting.
Okay.
So as he's coming around, pretty much almost the median.
Okay.
The median line here, when he hit that threshold, the officer stopped shooting.
Okay.
There were no other vehicles stopped at the light or anything like that.
In any of the four?
In any of the four.
Okay, so there's no other vehicles? Okay. Now, did you kind of describe what you're calling it a Honda Civic? What color was it?
I don't know. It was a dark color.
Okay.
It was night. It was, I couldn't really
tell. Okay, no, that's fine.
I was thinking maybe it was like a black or a dark blue or
okay,
something like
no,
that.
Okay, no, that's fine. And anytime, if you don't remember or you're not sure, make sure you tell me, I don't remember, I'm not sure. Or if I ask you a question that's,
right.
Hey, I don't really understand that, let me know. Because the last thing I want to do is put words in your mouth.
Right.
So it's fine. I mean, I'm just glad that, like we said, we got to meet and you actually, you were here and you had enough,
Right.
You pulled over and you were paying attention. So, you heard some of the noise. Mm-hmm. Kind of describe the position of the car, the Honda car.
The Honda Civic one I looked up.
Like where it was facing?
What I remember is like it was almost like it was making a right turn. It was facing, that way.
Okay.
That corner.
Okay, so more towards the curb or more towards the center median?
More towards the curb.
Okay. Okay.
From my perspective.
Okay. Now, did you hear any sounds before you looked up, or...?
I heard sounds before I looked up. I can't really recall exactly what the sounds were. I did hear a lot of commotion from the shopping center.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now, how far was the patrol unit? You kind of indicated that the deputy kind of turned.
Yeah, he kind of turned and diagonally in the intersection.
Okay.
Almost dead center from my perspective.
Dead center to
the intersection itself.
Okay. And then what did the deputy do?
He opened up his car door and got out and pulled out his firearm. at the Civic.
Okay.
And at that point, the Civic started to move.
Okay. Now, well, I'm gonna move you back towards when he's out. Where is he kind of by his car? Where?
From my perspective, all he did was just step out of the car, so he was right next to it.
Okay. Okay. Was he? You know how, like, if you open your door, was he kind of near the door, or where was he in relation to the door?
To the car and to the door.
So you're kind of between the door and the car?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how far is the Civic from his car?
The Civic looked like it was actually on the curb.
Okay. And which way is it facing? Is it facing?
It is facing kind of towards me.
Okay.
I did see a headlight. I didn't see taillights.
Okay, so you saw a headlight?
I saw the headlights, yeah.
Okay. And you said then the Civic started to move. Kind of describe that.
It kind of backed up a little and looked like he was going to just make a U-turn to go back towards west side.
Okay, when he backed up, tell me about that. How was that?
It looked like just a quick little back up to kind of reposition himself to... to make a U-turn.
Okay, and then how far when the Civic was backing up was he from the deputy?
Can't really.
Okay, no, that's fine. No, that's fine.
Yeah, it was dark still, so I wasn't able to use shadows a lot. So
okay, no, that's fair. And it is still a pretty good distance. I mean, you have great recall now, so I'm really happy with that. Yeah. And then what happened after that?
The Civic started to move forward and looked like he was making a U-turn, and that's when the officer opened fire. He said about 5 or 6 shots.
Okay, so is he kind of backing up and turning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which way was the and then what did the vehicle do after that?
It actually started to try and accelerate.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, on the curb, almost looked like it hit the wall.
Okay.
To be honest.
And then what happened?
And then just as the Civic came up onto the curb, the second sheriff vehicle came. This made a U-turn and in the Civic. Right there. He was pretty much front to back.
Okay.
I did hear a groan, like a moan, from that general area. And then I did hear the officer say to get out of the vehicle and get down on the ground.
Okay.
And a few seconds later after that, I did hear them say, you know, to back up, you know, back away, to give them some room.
Okay. Now and about how much total time did this take to happen?
Minutes.
Okay. Did you happen to remember what time it was that you were driving? Did you look at anything? I know you're not wearing a watch right now, so.
Right. No, I have my cell phone.
Okay.
It was actually about like 9:03, 9:04, okay. Right around there.
Okay.
I then left my the Village Glen at 9:00 on the dot, and I left the premises there.
And that was to drive here?
Yeah, to drive here.
Okay. Drive to your other work site?
Yeah.
Okay. And
I probably stayed here for about another probably around like 9. So I started to drive again the plaza here,
uh-huh.
Went back on the back side and kept my spot there. And about that time, even before I left here,
uh-huh.
There was probably another 2 or 3 sheriff vehicles right there.
Okay.
And when I got to my other spot, and after that, there was probably about another 3 sheriff vehicles, and I saw another kind of fire.
Okay. Did you talk with any of the
I did not talk with anybody at that time. I had a lot of time hits from our account to
okay.
do. So I
no, that's
I was
fine.
Done, and then about 10:25 at night, I called. Then I was doing this. I talked to him.
Okay. Security?
Yeah.
Okay. If you could kind of draw the position of the patrol unit and the car,
sure.
And kind of from your perspective, where you saw.
Right.
So that would be you would be somewhere up here.
Yeah. Probably yeah. Be right here. So, and I saw it looked like the Honda Civic was facing that way. And when the officer stopped, he was also facing that way.
Okay, but would it be on that far?
It was on the far corner.
The far, far corner?
Yep.
Okay, so not this one.
Not this one.
Not if you walk down here where...
No.
Okay. And that's where he pulled in? That he was behind him like that?
Just about, yeah.
Okay, and then he backed up like that?
He backed up maybe just a little bit, like about here. And then started to...
Okay.
That's, from my perspective, where I think he was going.
Okay.
But he actually ended up coming up there.
Okay. And you don't kind of remember the speed or anything like that, do you?
I think maybe...
I
just know that the sheriff vehicle they make screeching sounds when he brakes, like the tires...
The first one, the second one, or the first one, or
the first one.
Okay.
When he stopped.
Okay.
And then I did hear when the Civic started to drive forward, tire screech like he was burning out.
Okay.
From my perspective, he did accelerate pretty fast for such a short distance.
Was that both?
That was just when he, was actually after he got, after the fire shot, the gunshot.
Okay. Okay. But you did hear his tire screeching when he was attempting to take off, go forward?
Yeah.
What about when he was kind of backing up?
No.
No? And did you see any other people in and around the out standing out here watching?
Standing, I can't really recall.
Okay.
I don't think so, but I don't recall for sure.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else you think is important about you?
I don't think there's anything else I can recall.
Okay. I don't mean to be offensive or anything like that, but do you wear any type of glasses?
No.
Do you have any type of, are you hearing aids or anything like
no.
that? Any type of medications that would affect you or anything? So, no medications, no glasses, no hearing issues?
Nope.
Okay. The windows were down. You were facing towards the intersection?
Yes.
Okay. In essence, it happened somewhat quickly?
Yes.
But and correct me if I'm wrong, but you heard some type of
some commotion, some noise, not sure exactly what.
And sirens?
Yes.
So you pulled to the curb, and you're facing looking at the intersection?
Yep.
And you're on in the number 2 lane, what we're calling the one closest to the curb,
right.
On Lake View Canyon, and you'd be facing Aurora Road. And that's when you saw the Civic type vehicle, mm-hmm. And what did it do again?
It said it backed up, and it was making a joke forward, and like it was making a U-turn to go back towards West Lake.
And you indicate that when it was making the forward U-turn part of it, you heard tires screeching?
Yes.
Okay. And you correct me if I'm wrong, but you weren't 100. You're not very sure how far the deputy was from the Honda that we were in because of the perspective.
Right.
Okay. And then as it continued to make its U-turn, which would mean it was coming kind of across the median.
Yeah.
And it would have been like heading back away from you.
Right.
Okay. You saw another deputy come in and pin the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. And you stayed for another 10 or so minutes?
The whole time I stayed there from like 9:03 to about 9:10, 9:11, somewhere around there.
And you went to your workstation, and
right.
then from there you did, you required...
I did my job, and then...
Then you contacted the sheriff's office.
Okay. Yeah, later that night.
Okay.
When I had to leave, I had to go back towards Lindero, so I just drove back that way.
Okay. And how would you describe the lighting that night?
That's a good question. I know the street lights in the intersection were all on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can definitely tell that, there was a black and white.
Could you describe the deputy that was involved?
No, I could not.
Okay. So it was clear enough, light enough.
Yeah.
You could tell that it was a deputy in a unit.
Right.
But you couldn't give me a description if it was a man or a woman or
I am.
How tall or anything like that?
No, I can give you maybe how tall. The vehicle was probably about, I want to say, maybe like 5'8", 5'9". So I'm about 5'7". He was a little bit taller than the vehicle. Give an estimate for myself.
Okay.
I'd say it was about 5'8", 5'9".
Okay. Can you do me a favor? Can you like mark the arrow which way he was going back?
Yeah. He's backing up this way. And he's driving forward over here.
Okay. Now what I'm going to ask you to do is just autograph with your signature and then your printed name, and I'm going to put 6/18/13. And then I'll get some contact information for you in your boss's email. And that would be it. And like I said, I gave you my card, so if you have any type of... If you remember something differently, something pops in your head, and you go, hey, that might be important.
Right.
Or just in your travels, and you come across somebody, and you say, hey, yeah, I remember I saw it. I was there, or something like that.
Right.
Give me a call.
Okay.
Let me get your... What's your date? You're not,
Yes.
85?
Yes.
Do you know your driver's license number? Okay, and this is your best contact number for you?
Yes.
Okay. What is your boss's name? His email? Okay. You by chance didn't take any video of the...
No.
Or any photos of it?
No, I did not. It occurred to me I should have that afterwards, but...
No, I mean, it's just one of those questions, actually.
Yeah,
in today's world, everybody has a phone, and they're always flipping videos of it. And again, before I forget, there was no other vehicles in the intersection, right?
No.
Okay. And you don't recall if you saw anybody out watching or walking?
I don't.
Other than the black SUV that was there?
It was a gold SUV.
Gold SUV?
Yeah.
Do you know if there's how many people were in that?
I actually only saw one person in there.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a man.
Okay. A gold SUV?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I remember just maybe like 2 minutes after he was pinned, Sheriff's SUV came up from behind me,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to turn into the shopping center here, but then the man in the SUV is like, no, it's over there, pointing towards the intersection.
Okay. Perfect. Hey, I really appreciate you coming. I know it's after work. If you have to get anything else or you have any questions, please give me a call. I'll probably get a hold of your boss. I have a some other follow-up I have to do tomorrow, so it'll probably be in the afternoon. Is that going to cause you any grief at work if I get the report? I don't want to make any waves.
No.
It's really kind of important because it's your first impressions, although you gave me a pretty, you know, really, you remembered it really well as we just spoke now, so I'm good with that. But it's just one of those things that's kind of a pretty serious case.
Of course.
And all that. So again, I really appreciate you calling and letting us know that you're a witness. A lot of times people just don't feel like getting involved or they get busy and they forget. These things don't happen that often, and it's important that we, you know, speak with as many people as possible that were involved.
For me, it was the first thing I've seen of that kind.
Yeah, hopefully it's, you know, it's something you don't have to see again and you travel and all that.
Yeah.
So. But thanks again for your time.
You
have a good night, okay? June 18th, 2013, that concludes the interview.